Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
Good morning to you. Good morning to... I'll stop you. I'll save you the trouble. Y'all... We heard on our Bicurious this week.
I need you to get that out of your head.
We heard some of the worst singing. And I saw one of the worst reality people I've ever encountered. I just needed, all I hear in my head is, good morning.
Sorry, y'all. I paused it real quick because I thought something was wrong. And then I realized Poodle got a new computer. And it's better because it's not a fucking gerbil in his computer running around with the wheel.
I kind of miss that air. Although this computer is much better. Anyway, y'all.
Talk about Amanda.
All I can hear is that horrible version of that song from Singing in the Rain. And it's just playing over and over again. It's almost as bad as, hey, it's Bay.
Oh, wait.
But not as bad.
I just realized Amanda was singing. She was singing in the Rain. And I didn't realize that's the song she's singing.
That's from.
Because it was so bad.
I think Good Morning is Good Morning to You. Good Morning to You. Is that Singing in the Rain?
You're thinking, good morning, good morning.
People are screaming. But no, my mother used to say, good morning to you, good morning to you. It's time to get up now, good morning to you. And then she'd flick the light on and off.
That's not from a musical. I think that's just the happy birthday song that someone put good morning to.
Oh, it is. You're right.
Yeah. I think that's what
Someone needs to take my degree away from me. This is so stupid.
Oh.
That just tells you where I am mentally. This has been such a long week.
It's been
God.
The Mercury retrograde has started. We've had technical issues. We just have to, even Poodle, we use the same program we always use for a YouTube Live. And Poodle said, we should do it before. And I said, no, we've done it. It worked like three times.
He yelled at me and scolded me.
I totally scolded him and said, it's done this like three times before. It's fine.
I was rudely rebuffed.
It was a shit show today. So
you can apologize to me.
Well, I was about to. The way you just said, oh, I'm right, when I was about the music thing, but I didn't demand an apology like you. I just let you get there.
I'll demand an apology.
Maybe. Well, now I don't want to give it to you.
No, I'll say you were correct. I'm just saying.
I was literally leading that up to say you were right, and then you had to say that.
You can say it quietly.
You would be that person that would be getting honored for something for all the work that you do, but instead it would be like an 80s sitcoms where you would think that why is everybody doing this and they're not having anything to honor me? And you would get in the middle of the podium and scream and say, where's my thank you?
Where's my trophy? Where's my trophy?
And then behind you, like a banner would fall down and it would say, thank you so much, Poodle. And you would go, oh, that's from a sitcom. And I don't remember what sitcom that's from, but that has happened.
Y'all, we've seen a lot of sitcoms.
We've had. We thought about doing a podcast about it once.
And that's still a possibility. I still think that's a great idea. I wish you hadn't brought that up because people are going to fucking bother us forever about it.
We don't have time. I do want to say, y'all, that you don't need to watch this by Curious. You can just listen to us. Normally, we're like, watch this show.
This one, skip.
It's bad.
This is called The 40-Year-Old Property Virgin.
It's bad.
It's not that the show has bad people in it, because they're moderately entertaining. The show doesn't know what it wants to be. It's so awful in that way. It is a show in search of a reason.
Yeah.
You ever met a person who's in search of a reason? They're just there. And that's what this show is. They have no real personality. Anyway.
I met a lot of those people. Ooh, I want to take a Claritin because it's right here.
You just taking pills on the air? Yeah, I'm sure that was a Claritin. Xanax. Looked like a Xanax. Mm.
We both went at the same time.
I feel like this is attitudes. Same time.
So extreme, y'all, you're listening to the show on Tuesday. We've already recapped Extreme Sisters by this point. Hopefully, by the time you're listening to this, we're not going to talk too much about it, but hopefully we've made an announcement about something we want to do with 90 Day Foodie Call. Foodie Booty? What's it called?
Foodie Call. It is this filthy
y'all,
NC-17 show on Discovery Plus. Like, y'all know me. I'm all for going in for the dirty shit. But I just don't expect David and Annie. I don't expect Annie to say, because you got a big dick to David. I just don't expect it.
That's why it's called Foodie Call. And it's with the late night font. It's like Booty Call. And with the font, looks like 90s late night. Y'all.
And every time they ask a question, lips go,
It's like real sex. I don't know where this came from, but
I guess we want to hear them be dirty.
I'm angry at Discovery Plus for giving us such a
podcast. I don't necessarily want to see Tania and Sinjin talk about sex.
Oh, she's gonna
talk about her clitoris a lot.
She's going to talk about her chakra.
And I'm actually fine with hearing about most women's clitorises. I'm just not okay with the way Tania would describe hers.
And Sinjin's going to talk about his ball stretcher, because you know he wears one of those like ball stretchers all the time.
What's a ball stretcher?
I don't know. I think you put it on your balls and it stretches your balls. It's S&M.
Why would you want S&M? Okay. Yeah. So it's supposed to cause like subtle pain. There's no aim to stretch your balls for aesthetic value.
I remember when I was dating. Well, by dating, fucking people fucking. Off the scruff years ago. Oh, that seems like a lifetime ago and many antibiotics later. But someone once said, do you want to wear a ball stretcher? And I just said, block, because I didn't know what it did. It scared me.
So it's not a cock ring?
I don't know.
Boy.
Why do we bring this up?
You're a fucking Pollyanna.
You know?
You really are.
Noodle's like, wait. So it doesn't make you cry in the corner.
Does it make you cry in the corner?
Yeah, mommy. Fine. And make you feel dead inside. I don't need it.
And they're not going to hit you with a 78 Dodge Charger. I'm not going to come that way.
Great. Anyway, again, y'all, your children should not be listening to this show.
Yeah.
If you're under 18, just wait a few years and come back to us. We'll still be here.
It just makes me uncomfortable thinking about you listening to the show, even though you probably get whatever we're saying.
You do. You do. I don't think we
Yeah, this is Reality Gaze. Is that the longest we've ever gone?
Yes, this is Reality Gaze. This is season six, beta 10. Season 6, episode 6, Fear and Loathing. Again.
No, season 8, episode 6.
Is it season 8?
Yes. We're that old.
No, not of Happily Ever After. It's season 8. It's season six.
You're right. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. You're right.
It was season 8 of 90 Day Fiancé.
You're right. You're right.
So, season 6, episode 6, Fear and Loathing, but no one's in Las Vegas. That's what we've
Fear and Loathing, ... but not in Las Vegas.
Fear and Loathing in Beverly Hills. Can we talk about Angela?
We need to talk about Angela.
Talk about Angela.
No, she's putting on her girdle, her kind of like...
Been there.
Some type of girdle, and she's in a lot of pain. She's drinking green juice, and I'll tell you guys, this is not the green juice that comes from a juice bar, which she's going to encounter later. This is like an Odwalla green juice, which is full of sugar. So, of course, she's going to be okay with it.
Someone just looked at their Odwalla that they were drinking, thinking that they're so healthy, and they just went, fuck.
It's not.
Maybe they have sugar-free Odwallas.
Odwalla. There's no vowel. Odwalla.
Odwalla.
There you go. And y'all, we also find out that JoJo, because she couldn't, JoJo's been wiping her coochie. And
JoJo's been wiping my coochie. I can't do nothing.
Do y'all remember forever ago when we said, what does Angela call her vagina?
Oh.
And that was like brought up on the podcast, and we weren't sure. I think one of us definitely said coochie.
I think you said coochie. Gary, can you roll that tape?
Or you said cooter or gooter.
I think you said coochie.
I thought she would call it her coochie, and
that's
she did.
What she calls it.
Yeah.
I thought either coochie or her little Coca-Cola, because she loves Coke.
That makes no sense.
JoJo wants my little Coca-Cola.
So JoJo is leaving, and but it's good to know that we speculated and we were correct.
It is good to know. So JoJo is leaving. Angela is she said she's crying because she wants her to stay there. She wishes she could stay there. And you know, it's hard because when you have surgery, that's when you usually have like your significant other there, and Angela doesn't have anybody there, and so I think she didn't say it, but I think she's sad about
that. Well, she's going to be alone, yeah, and she doesn't. Angela, I don't think does well with being alone.
No, not at all.
Her kids are always with her. Her daughters are with her. Her mother was with her before she passed.
Yeah. But then she tells JoJo too, though. But maybe it's better that Michael wouldn't be supportive if he was here, because she said, all I cared about was my boobs. It's just boobs, 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 boobs. And I want to say, yes, he's asking about that, but
I feel like she's enabled all of that.
That's what I think,
like,
too.
I get it that people, we even said, we're annoyed about it. I know it's hot.
Conditioning broke in this apartment in Houston, and it's hot and muggy, y'all. My hair is curly. It looks like pubes.
I would be losing my mind with no fan. Around me, I'd be losing my mind. You know what? It's lovely here, if that helps you.
I wish I could just shut my computer right now, but we're doing a show. Just go.
But shouldn't you be happy for me having good weather? I'm sad for you having bad weather. Can you be happy for me?
I really am happy for you that you're having good weather, but I don't think you're really sad for me at all.
I am. I'm just laughing. I'm sad for you.
Yeah.
This is my sad face. You know what? I do. I'm not sad for you. I'm disgruntled for you.
That's a better word.
That means more.
Anyway, hopefully we're out of here soon.
So what we were saying.
Yes, I agree. Angela's kind of really enabled this.
Because of so much. Well, she could have said, Michael, my boobs are none of your business. and Michael would not have to be brought in on every discussion regarding Angela's breasts. And just opening up that discussion is going to, and I think Michael's a different kind. This is a different kind of relationship where they talk about those things. And Michael has some sense of ownership over Angela's boobs, which is weird.
She probably walked around going, "You like your boobs?
Yeah,
you like your boobs, Michael." And he's like, "Angel, baby,
baby, those are my boobs."
And he probably literally suckles them, puts his head in there, nuzzles them, falls asleep on them. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sure he loves her boobs, and that's great.
I bet pre breast reduction they made a good pillow.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. It'd be like that tree from The Last Unicorn.
That was a weird part of that movie.
People still say that they were so thankful that I did that for a watch and chat.
Yes. It wasn't more than half.
It wasn't well received.
There was like 27% of people that at least were like, "What the fuck are we watching?" No one told me.
Yeah, there was a lot of that.
No one told me to get high before this movie. But
well, if you haven't seen The Last Unicorn with Mia Farrow as the voice of The Last Unicorn, it's incredible. It's incredible.
You probably should smoke a doobie before you watch it.
It's better. It's better if you do.
It's better.
With songs by America.
Yes, Songs by America. So JoJo leaves and JoJo says, "I hope that Angela just asks a lot of questions," because they're already, it does seem soon to me, they're already talking about this facelift surgery.
And yeah, it does seem like a sudden thing.
And because they say that she needs to have a facelift surgery because she's going to lose a lot of weight in her face. And I'm like, well, she hasn't lost the weight yet.
They normally do it after. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I think a lot of this has been finessed possibly, as far as timing.
But yeah. She is nervous to talk to Michael about that. So
it's the same beat as before there, because his culture, there's because they don't want to spend the money on that because they think you're of a baby and blah, blah, blah. And even though she has told him, even though she strings him along still and saying, we might do a surrogate, you know, in a little bit of a way, it's very much like it's a Molly and Kelly kind of thing.
Yeah,
they never fully make a decision.
I know a lot of people don't like Angela, and a lot of people do whatever. But regardless, from a production standpoint, I feel like this is the last season for them. I feel like I don't know what else they can do for them unless they just decide to do an Angela and Michael spinoff.
I think she really likes being on TV. And
I think she does too, but I'm just kind of like, I feel like it's what
right.
Unless when he comes to America, now that actually will be interesting for me to see Michael in.
If they're going to put Chantal's family on television, they'll put anything on television.
That's true. That's true. So Angela's going to a juice party, y'all. She's walking around.
She's got a walker, y'all. She looks like West LA.
No, it's Beverly. It's like Beverly Hills, like where the Little Santa Monica is and all.
Oh,
that
that's exactly where it is. Yeah, you're right.
Because I looked up her center where she is. She is like right off of Roxbury. Sorry, y'all, but she's right in Beverly Hills. She really
is. So it's little Santa Monica, right on Beverly, where Beverly becomes Beverly Drive.
I think she's there. Yeah. Although her hotel might be in Hollywood, so she could be like at some new place in maybe East Hollywood.
No one cares.
But. And speaking of no one cares, she walks in and she's grateful for a walker. And then Angela does something. She sits down and she starts telling her life story to this woman that works
this
in the
what
juice
you
home.
Do.
And I realize, y'all, no one cares about this. And I know because this was me when I first moved to Los Angeles
you
17
never,
years ago.
You still kind of do it. You never shut the fuck up.
I'm much better. But y'all, I mean, those poor people, I would go into a Blockbuster Video. How are you doing today? Fine. Oh, I'm written this movie. It's called...
I just moved here. This is called The Accused.
I've never seen this movie, but my mom all saw it. And I'm telling them the story and they're looking at me
like, who is this fucking yokel?
Just tip me and let me be.
Yeah. And I got to go record Lethal Weapon rewind Lethal Weapon 10 times because some asshole didn't do it.
Exactly. Y'all.
Remember when they used to have to rewind movies? Fuck. Someone had to rewind people's movies.
That was
sit with that.
That was somebody's first job.
That was someone's. Come at us if you worked at a video store and you rewound movies that some asshole didn't rewind.
I mean, I always try to rewind them. Sometimes we forgot, but then remember when they got where they charged you if they didn't? If
yeah,
they didn't
that was a thing.
Because it would say, "Be kind, rewind."
But how wouldn't you? All you do is when it finishes, you just press it. Everyone would do that.
Oh, my brother!
What kind of monster?
My brother was horrible at it.
What kind of monster doesn't rewind their videotape? Anyone who's like really young, like Gen Z, is going, "What that video tape?
What is the most you owed in fines for not returning your videos? Because I bet you never returned them on time." I know, because I lived with you.
We were really bad about games.
And I bet your mom was bad about it, too.
She was. I think Weekend at Bernie's cost my mother $25. We lost a movie once. What did we lose? We lost a videotape. And my mother's like, "God, do you know how much this is going to cost me?" Must have like five times the rental fee. And then they told her how much it was going to cost her because it's their special tapes. And it was like $60. She's like, "Are you kidding me? I'm not paying you that much money. I'm not paying you that money for Bird on a Wire starring
Goldie Hawn
and Kurt Russell. I'm not paying you that money. I'll buy you a videotape of it and then we'll be even. How about that?"
I remember, I think one time we did pay like $40 for a video game, and my mother was pissed.
I think my mother had to pay like $40 or something. It was something awful, and she said, "We're not going to rent any more videos if my children can't. They're going to lose things. We're not going to rent any more videos.
You know,
I'll break the goddamn VCR."
You're a Gen X or a Zillennial, as a lot of people call us. Millennials know they rented. It's generation whatever the new one.
Z.
Is. Generation Z doesn't know what the fuck we're saying, but millennials know. They know.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all, you all know.
I remember renting a VCR before we got one, and you had to press the button, and the little tape deck goes.
Yes.
You had to put it in there, and my mother.
Watching the intimate portrait, you're watching the video of us right now, which, by the way, welcome. We're remote and goat, by the way.
You're seeing my curtains. Aren't they gorgeous?
But when Poodle went, he made it. He was demonstrating how the video cassette raised out of the top.
Yes.
That's what he was explaining.
You know what? I should do that because not everyone is watching.
A lot of people are just
listening. You know what? You're missing out because I've got a glow on me that is ridiculous right now. And my new apartment is gorgeous.
I know. I love that trash can in the back with the Target.
Isn't that cute?
That's pretty.
People need trash cans. So what? You try to hide a trash can.
Why don't you? You could. Never mind.
Fuck off.
When I'm there. Oh,
fuck off.
Oh, the house cleaner's coming in a couple of days.
Good luck. I'm not letting her in.
It's time. I'm not coming back to your place.
My house is clean. It's just disorganized.
So. Angela's in this juice bar, and she's talking to this girl, and this girl's like, she says, "I don't know if I can drink juice, but I'm supposed to drink juice because I don't like water. I don't like water. I drink my sodas, my pop."
I'm so glad there was no other people in there at this time, because when Angela says, "I don't like water," people would have been so confused.
They would have been very confused. Very confused.
But she tries. She's like, "I can't have no sugar." And the girl's like, "Well, that's going to be a problem because everything, we have fruit and fruit has sugar in it." She's like, "Well, we'll cheat a little bit." I'm almost certain that the doctor said, "Don't get lots of sugar," because I have a feeling you could probably have fruit sugar.
Probably fruit sugar would be fine, yes.
Yeah. But not a lot of added sugar. I think that's what they were saying.
Yes.
And so she gets the green juice. This is the only thing we have that's not left sugar. She, of course, hates it.
Oh, hates it.
Because I'm sure it's like a lot of wheatgrass and stuff like that. So they,
she makes her another one, and she says,
which is watermelon.
Which is so much sugar in watermelon.
She's like, oh, I can kind of like this one.
And then Angela kind of drinks it the way when Poodle and I used to be roommates, we had a roommate, her name was Sissy, and she had a cat. And during Christmas, the cat Toby
would drink the water out of the tree.
And Poodle would play it. Poodle was obsessed with it because.
Well, also, he would kill him. You weren't supposed to, it would poison him.
Poodle loved that cat, but he would never admit it. He was also obsessed with they were
he
like
was okay.
They were like a real life version of Tom and Jerry.
They're who always was who?
You were definitely the mouse.
Okay. Yeah, he fought me.
Because Toby was a black cat. And so anyway, Poodle would be talking, he would say, and anyway, and so I listen.
And we would hear
the cat would be, and then Jake would jump up off the couch and go, get out of here!
And the cat would go, like scratching the wood floor because he knew he wasn't supposed to be in there.
And that's why, that's the story of why we didn't get our deposit from that place. Anyway, so that's how Angela Santos drinking her juice. Well, I think we got a juice winner.
So
you know
she,
who does this? My dad does this. He still does it. In the middle of Houston, a woman would be doing juice, and he would say, well, do you know Barbara Cantrell who works? She runs a juice bar out there on West Commerce. And they were looking at him like, what the fuck?
What the fuck are you saying?
My dad really does think, and I think Angela has this too, like almost that people are going to know. Do you know Donna Down in Hazelhurst, Georgia?
Well, I think that's what happens when you really haven't left your own backyard.
True.
And
true. My father's just, worse than Angela. Yeah,
you just expect everyone has. My mother doesn't do that. And even though she's been around a little bit, but she just dislikes people so much that she really,
really
doesn't care.
She really does. She really does.
I get it honest. So she does call Michael and she tells him about the, how she was disappointed that he was so worried about her boobs and not her own health. Again, these are dumb storylines.
But it is, I think, I sympathize with Michael because she does say, and the doctor wants me to get a facelift. And Michael, that's got to be hard for Michael because A, he's not here, but B, it's like when he's thinking, when is this surgery thing going to stop?
Yeah.
It keeps going and going and going. Michael doesn't like a woman who looks like Pamela Anderson. That's not what he wants.
He even says that, I don't know, what if you look like someone different?
Yeah. I think it's a valid concern.
Yeah. But I think he's thinking of the facelifts in the 80s and early 90s where people looked remarkably different.
they still look different. By the way, I just looked up at the wall art in this apartment.
No!
This will make you so angry. I have to show you.
Is it Gather? What is that? What the fuck is that? Just a square with a hole in it and just... stripes. I would drag that fucking thing off the wall and destroy it in the parking lot. Y'all, you know what's worse than word art? Bad abstract Airbnb art that means nothing.
I knew it would upset you.
Y'all, just for those of you who aren't on the intimate portrait, it's just a square with a little square in the middle, and then like blue and white stripes. It means nothing. It's not even representative of anything. It's just garbage.
Garbage.
Should be thrown in the garbage.
It should be. So Michael and her, Michael hangs up the phone on her because he's so upset. And she's like, don't hang up on me. But he calls her back. They talk a little bit, and he basically says like, I love your face. That's a face I fell in love with. I don't want that face to change, and which kind of soothes Angela and calms her a little bit. But she doesn't want her neck waddle that her mama had.
Well, she calls it a gobble.
A gobble. A gobble, yes.
It is called a waddle, by the way.
But then she says, now look, y'all, Angel's not paying for all this.
No, someone they gave her this for the show.
Yeah. But she does say that surgery costs $25,000. And for Michael, whether Michael does it out, he freaks the fuck out just because he wants to try to have a baby and he's thinking.
And this is the thing. She knows they're never going to have a child.
This kind of reminds me a bit of, who else is it? I'm blanking.
Molly and Kelly. I mentioned it earlier.
Yeah, it is like Molly and Kelly.
I'm glad I said that earlier. I did.
In this show?
Yes.
In this episode?
Yes. You just didn't listen.
I think your mic's cutting out.
I think you talked over me. So.
Yeah, because you never interrupt me.
Never.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah, that
never
happened.
Never.
Same time.
So. I'll stop.
It's, anyway, he's pissed. And so Michael's editing kind of his testimonial.
Then she lights up a cigarette.
And he's like, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm stressed, Michael. I need to have a ciggy.
I'm putting my foot down. He said, I'm putting my foot down. So she basically says that doesn't matter to her. She's like, well, you know what? I'm getting this. I'm getting the surgery.
My face, and I can do whatever I want, Michael. And you can't tell me, Michael.
Also, you guys, we do meet Dr. Sadat in the next scene.
Oh, yes, yes.
Who's cute. He's like an older kind of like daddy type. Not like as cute as my daddy, but
that's gross because I thought you were talking about your real father.
Oh, God. Why would I talk sexually about my father?
I don't know. I will say, though, he is attractive. He is an attractive
very
man.
Attractive.
And Angela proceeds.
And she's hitting on him, too.
Yes.
And if just a reminder, if Michael would have done this to been in the room with another woman, Angela would have lost her mind and blocked him and not talked to him for several weeks.
I still go to where once as he said, if a nurse took Michael's temperature, Angela would freak out.
She would.
I mean, just the fact that he touched his arm for blood pressure, she would say, Michael! She'd freak out. God, maybe Michael's going to get a special place in heaven. But the doctor basically just tells her, they go through the surgery, and he just tells her that he thinks it would be a good idea. But they don't say when they're going to do this. But she basically says at the end, she's like, Michael, well, you need to help me. And that's when they call Michael. And that's when they talk about how much because Michael asked the doctor how much the surgery is going to cost and stuff like that.
And the doctor was really interesting. He said, yeah, this is a big part of my job is convincing boyfriends, girlfriends, husbands, wives that the surgery is okay. I'm like, that shouldn't be a part of your job, honey.
Shouldn't be. Because I feel like I'm in a relationship.
That's someone's choice.
Yeah, I'm in a relationship, and would I not want him to? I wouldn't want him to change a thing. But if he really wanted to, okay. Like, that's not about me. That's about him and the way he feels about himself. So I know, but Michael's not going to see it that way.
What about a full face tattoo? Is that okay?
I'm going to have to excuse myself to an interior room.
That's hot. Oh, a face tattoo? Oh,
like
no.
A bad boy.
No. No. You're incorrect.
Have you ever had sex with a man with a face tattoo?
No, because they are. No. No one needs to have a face tattoo.
I 100% disagree with you. Some of the best.
You're wrong.
Some of the best fucking I ever had was with a guy with a face tattoo.
Like a full-on face tattoo.
It was on one side of his face, and let me tell you,
I need you to come at us about face tattoos.
Let me just say, there was a dent in the bed from where he had pounded me so much. I mean, I don't even know.
I guess I have a little more sensory down there than you do.
No, I think actually you just sissies are going to come for you and tell you that. Your
face tattoos are great.
Well, hey, I'm not saying for boyfriend material, but for sexing, hey.
No, it is unexcusable.
Well, maybe you should,
No, thanks.
I'm kind of shocked that we finally found the one thing Poodle hasn't tried in bed.
Face tattoos? Well, no, the thing is, with a face tattoo, there's no way you can ever cover it up.
No, oh, no. No. Yeah.
So you're like buying that tat on your face. And also a face tattoo is such an aggressive move.
Aggressive.
I can almost handle neck tattoos, although those still freak me out a little bit.
I am shocked that y'all count it. What is it? May 30th at 7:54 p.m. We finally found the thing that Poodle still
I won't bang.
That Poodle hasn't tried in bed.
I have not fucked a guy with the wait. Is the teardrop underneath the eye okay?
That's a face tattoo. And let me guess, he was freaky deaky.
I'm kidding. That's what people get in prison when they kill someone. Don't you know that?
I do. He did not have a teardrop. He just had it on his face.
What was the tat? What was the tat of?
It was like one of those like kind of tribal things that he started around his eye.
That's even worse.
But then he tried to fix it and make it more artistic so it looked better. But it really, you couldn't see it because his skin was so dark and the tattoo was dark. So,
y'all, you can have tattoos covering your body. Leave your face alone. Face alone.
I love people's faces and I like to put makeup on people. So I prefer a fresh face. But if someone wants to put a tattoo on their face, that's fine.
I just say, do it for if your parents are alive. Don't do that to them. I almost killed Mother Poodle when I pierced my eyebrow.
Boy, she was livid.
She was quite livid. Anyway, that's all I basically have. There are still bellyache about that money could go toward making a child. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. It's never going to happen.
Let's talk about Kalani and Asuelu. We're going to jump around a little bit.
All right. Very short segment here.
I just want to say this. Y'all came at us, and a lot of you agree Papa Lo is hot.
But there were still a lot of people who said, nope, you're wrong.
Who were there more of?
I don't know. I'm not quantifying everything I see.
I saw that, and there was a lot of people that were for it.
A lot of people wanted to admit they were for it.
Now there was a consensus. We want him to, and if it's a cultural thing, so please don't take offense to that. I don't know if it's a cultural thing, but just appearance wise, a lot of us wanted to cut the chin tattoo the chin beard. Just have like a goatee. That is a consensus. We would all like that to be gone.
Yes.
If that's a cultural thing, like Kalani and their mom's long hair, that's a sense of power, then good for him. But I'm just saying.
Her mom is not Samoan.
Oh, but maybe she grows her hair, though.
Maybe.
Because it's a cultural thing. But anyway, I just wanted to say that Poodle shamed me and made me feel like I was the only person in the world that thought this.
I did
he
not.
He literally said I should be taken to an island and abandoned where I can think about what I said.
I say that on a daily basis in my defense. I think there are hot. Papa Tiffany, there are hotter guys we can reserve our lust for.
Yeah. But when they get you in the bedroom, do they say,
yeah, there's,
get on that bed.
And
all,
and him
like
with
I
his
told you, Maddie.
And him with his like divorce is a no-go talk is not sexy to me.
That's not sexy at all. Speaking of y'all, they're there to see Tyler T. Todd, attorney at law.
Okay.
His initials are TTT.
I've never heard of a lawyer named Tyler.
Tyler T. Todd.
I've fucked a lot of gay guys named Tyler, and I've had a lot, and I've had a lot of servers named Tyler, and a lot of people wait on me at the Gap named Tyler. I've never met a lawyer named Tyler.
I worked with a Tyler at the Gap.
It's a younger name, and he's not an old lawyer, but he was like the first generation Tyler to get into law school.
But
unless it's a family name.
We're at that age where
We're gonna get Khaleesi's serving us. Khaleesi's serving us juice at a juice bar.
Yeah, we are. Think about it. We are. It's gonna happen.
Y'all, the Emmas and Emilys from the Friends babies. Yeah. They're basically our bosses by now.
Think about how many bosses you know named Ben.
Oh, that's right, because the Friends baby.
That's a Friends babies. Yeah.
Well, good for her.
Good for y'all. Every once in a while, if you hear a little clinkling, that's Poodle drinking vodka. You can hear it in the mic because this mic's more sensitive. If you hear like a little blink, 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 that's Poodle drinking. Anyway, y'all,
Tyler T. Todd.
So. Because Kalani wants to go talk to him because she feels like they're in this regular cycle of kind of, she says, bullshit. She says, I'm there to get information. And good for Kalani. She says, I'm there to get information because if we do get divorced, I don't want to ruin his life. I just want to know what's the way that we can do this. Again, bless her heart, still taking care of him even if they get divorced.
When the rubber hits the road, I just kind of decided this episode, they're always going to be married. I just don't believe she'll ever leave him.
I don't think she will either.
With her dad and her mom, and even with her sister saying things, I'm saying it now, y'all. I don't think she will ever leave him. And I think it's not that we should stop sending her good vibes and feeling for her, but she's in control of her own destiny here. And
she is, and it's also respecting that, even though I don't agree with it, but if that is what their family culture beliefs,
yeah,
then, you know, and if it's not necessarily infringing or, you know, then that's what they believe. And so
I want her to have her own power, and I want her to have her own sense of success in life, and to feel like she's not being tamped down by somebody. And I don't know if she's ever going to experience that with him.
And that's what her sister wants. And that's the only way she's going to leave him, is if her sister convinces her to leave him.
Yeah. And I think people often think that it's easier than it is to leave someone, especially if you have two kids with them.
I think Kalani might divorce him after they get kids raised.
I totally agree with you there.
I think she just might say, like, look, okay, I've just got to hang out for 17 years with this man, get our kids out of this house, or at least old enough to where maybe they're in high school, which is what a lot of parents do, and then I'll divorce him. I've got 10 more years.
Someone else did that. Who did I know?
Someone did.
Oh, that's right. Yours.
And honestly, that's what we've talked. We're not going to go in and do it again, but a lot of parents do that. So, yeah. So she's talking to Tyler, and so
they do find out that due to the rules of the Trump administration, Asuelu is now their financial responsibility, not for just 10 years, but for a lifetime.
Donald Trump, man.
When Popolo said that, I laughed. But because it just happened within the previous administration,
they're not sure if it's going to be,
because y'all, when they sign something, you sign something in an agreement that it's going to be for this. And so, that under a court of law, I don't know if that would stand.
It would need to go to trial, something like that. They'd probably be pretty reticent to put someone who hadn't been filed under that.
But Todd says, like, let's say they have food stamps, he gets any type of help. Well, he could go to Kalani or Kalani's dad, Papa Lowe, because he's the one that signed this.
Honestly, I was told that people who have a green card cannot, as even though the rules are now, they are not eligible for financial assistance.
Oh.
So, that was a thing, because I thought they might be. That is not a thing. We have a sissy who's an immigration lawyer said, nope, not a thing.
I love it when Papa Lowe said, yeah, I was the sucker.
Yeah, and he also says... he like selectively, he heard the law. He's like, look, well, it sounds like he's telling you, Kalani, that you guys should stay together. And he's like, well, I'm just saying that whatever's in the best interest of the kids.
Yes. So
as long as you're paying me, there's an ATM in my lobby.
Yeah. There you go.
In fact, Tyler T. Todd.
I don't keg cash because I'm young. So I just, you know, Venmo me. Tyler T. Literally, I guess that looks really good when your initials are TTT.
TTT.
I guess. That's all I have about them.
But unless you're a meth fiend, because that's what they call it.
Yo, we're going to go to a commercial.
I've done it.
When we get back, we're going to be talking about Brandon and Julia, and you can bet we're going to have some special scenes with Libley and Andre when we come back right after the break.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love.
It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the song Finch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Y'all, we're back.
We're back. Y'all, our program that we use, we haven't used it in like 2 months, and I guess it goes three, two, one, zero, zero, zero.
Okay, here we go.
We're both like with our mouths open, just sitting here looking at each other.
It's like that guy who goes, I'm coming.
Oh, especially like in a bukkake. No, I rebuke you.
It's bukkake. No one says bukkake unless you're Japanese.
You know what? I like to be correct.
It's better than buckcake, which you said before. Y'all, if you, I don't know
Gary,
what
episode.
I don't know what episode it's on, but when he said buckcake one time, I lost my literal mind. Like, my brain floated outside my skull. And I screamed with delight because I was with a simpleton who did not know that it was bukkake.
Maybe I just, bukkake. You know, I just have less experience. I'm a little bit more prudish and more.
You are quite provincial. You are Emily from Grover's Corners.
Oh, God.
Y'all, I want to say happy Memorial Day to everybody out there, and especially if you have anyone in your family or if you yourself have served in the armed forces and served our country. Thank you so much for your service. We celebrate you today.
We do celebrate you, even though they're listening to this on Tuesday. You never can remember when we're putting out a show. Actually, you know what?
Regardless, I celebrate you.
Well, if Christina gets the video done, if I send it to her, then we'll put it out on Monday night. We'll see.
Thanks for ruining that. Y'all, do you have that friend who whenever...
I just...
who, whenever you're trying to do something,
I just don't want
to zap whatever joy that you have.
I just don't want you to be like, well, I can't believe nobody said anything about that.
No, I was going to say, I am that friend. I do that for people.
You are that friend. But yes, we thank you. Thank you, Sissies, for your service. We and the whole family serves, y'all. So anyway.
Amen. Let's talk about Brandon and Julia, even though we'd rather not.
Even though we would rather not.
Y'all, this is the black hole of this season. There is no original beats to tell. What do you think is going to happen? The only thing that's going to be about this season that's going to be interesting is she's going to get her green card, which is kind of a foregone conclusion.
She's going to get her green card. Maybe she'll start working somewhere. And maybe at the end of the season, they'll move out in their own place.
And maybe Brandon's friend will have a slight slap fight with her, which I would enjoy.
I would love that. There's just not a lot left for them.
Yep. So, you guys, we resume where, Julia had left her meeting with Brandon's friend, Melanie, and her boyfriend.
JT?
Who knows? Insert Southern name here.
I had a friend and her boyfriend was named JR and they had a baby and then she died in childbirth. I used to work with her at the Clinique counter.
Jesus.
She died at like 28.
I don't think there's a worse way to die.
Oh, that's horrible. It's horrible. You know, I just thought of her.
That's not true.
Oh, my God. And her name was Melanie. Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
I'm sending a prayer up for Melanie. Oh. She was so sweet.
Before you rudely interrupted me with the country realization, I still think the worst way to die is a hot air balloon crash. Because you would see yourself, you'd die in a fiery death. It wouldn't be pleasant. You'd know you were going to blast into a fireball.
This isn't a fun entertainment show. We need to move on.
I think, you know, here's the thing. I think picturing your own death and being okay with it is helpful to processing death. So that's why I'm always doing it. It's like when I go over a bridge, I think, bridge could collapse right now. I'd be underwater in a second. Or when I'm on a plane, we'd plummet and I would be a steaming pile of coal. It's important to know then because
remind me to send you our link to BetterHelp.
Because y'all, fear is its own obstacle. The fear of something is worse than the actual thing most of the time.
How come you can't calm down on planes? Because you're beside yourself on planes.
You haven't flown with me in a while. I'm a lot better.
That's good. I'm not, though. Still, even when we start doing live shows, I've already told Beep Poodle, if we're flying on a plane, sorry, I'm not sitting by you. I'm putting you off somewhere else.
As long as I'm in first class.
Yeah, I like you think that on our budget, we're going to fly first class. Sure.
Maybe if you want to, we will be together, or if you want to upgrade me to first class, then you would have to deal with me. That sounds like a great solution. Done.
I can upgrade you out on the way.
Thanks for posting that.
All right. So this is kind of after the big shit show at the brewery. And Brandon is sitting on Julia's bed, but Julia's in a different room, y'all. Oh, my God. Ooh. She
and there's word art on the walls.
There is. There is. At this point, I didn't even... I'll be honest. I'm so... And I don't even...
I'm pretty desensitized to it myself.
I'm just so bored when their segment comes on.
They haven't spoken, which I think is probably weird for them. And, he comes in like acting like nothing's wrong. And she's like, well, you know, I guess you're going to come talk to me and think that everything is okay. And how are you feeling about when she forgot about she boyfriend? I catch myself talking like Julia, actually. She forgot about she boyfriend.
She forgot about she boyfriend.
I like when I do notes on Julia, I write them in Julia speak.
As you should.
And but I think you guys, this is not a jealous streak that Julia says she has. This is a compulsion. And it's really bad.
It's beyond a jealous streak. It's really
it's
bad.
It's not funny. Like, she kind of laughs at it, and Brandon laughs at it. It's like, we got to fix this, like, jealous streak you have. This is a trust issue that she has from way back or something. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Well, she even says that she's better about it. She said that this was like...
What was she before?
But she said she was worse. She said that I was worse, and that is much better.
If someone would speak to her boyfriend, would she claw the girl's eyes out?
But here's the deal. So Brandon's going in like, you can't talk to my friends like that. I'm not going to have any friends. And Julia says, well, your friends freak me out. But I do feel like, is there a way that Brandon could support her? Or should he make her feel completely stupid? Because that's kind of how he talks to her. Like, he says, like, what the fuck were you doing? Like, what? This is so... But he never... I know Melanie responded to Julia acting the way she did. But however, Melanie asked questions that were none of her fucking business.
No, no.
And Brandon never validated Julia.
I totally agree with you. I wish there was a way to...
Like,
not,
I'm asking you. Like, how should he have done it?
Well, I think there's something in the middle. That where he says, look, I am your husband. You are my wife. That my word right there is for that. Trust me. And she'll say something like, but I don't trust the women. And I said, but no, trust me that in that situation, I will say, don't do this, you know, or trust your partner. Because if you do not trust your partner, you're going to be this crazy mess. And I think it's a separate issue of how Julia was treated by Melanie. That's a completely separate issue, which he should have spoken up and said, you know what, Melanie, we're not talking about that tonight in the nicest way possible.
Yeah.
Whether you fear, you know, I'm happy. So that's the thing. But the problem is Julia, with her jealousy, took over that entire evening.
She did take it over. And she came in. Saying she came in hot doesn't even feel like a sentence to encapsulate what happened.
Well, like, honestly, what you were saying is these are two different issues. The jealousy issue is one issue. The disrespect by the friends is another issue. They really have nothing to do with one another.
Agreed.
But Julia will always conflate them because she thinks everyone hates her because all these girls want to fuck Brandon. Newsflash, they don't.
Newsflash, they don't.
Yeah. And
they don't.
Honestly,
I bet they probably do, though, in Brandon's hometown, because Brandon is the cute guy in small town America. Where he is from.
We had hotter guys in my town.
I don't know. I think probably where he's from, he's one of the cutest guys.
No, he is not. I promise you, he is middle at best.
I bet you he got a ton of pussy.
Nope. Nope, nope, nope. There were definitely hot sports guys. Come on.
There were hot sports guys, and I
never saw them jacking off. Although
no,
wanted to see it. Oh, well.
I was like, I didn't know how to end it, and you didn't either. You just said, oh, well. Wow, we're ruining the music, man, now.
Oh, my God. Come on. Like, the football team from my high school was gorgeous.
I agree.
Everyone's football team is gorgeous.
For us, the football was okay. It was a lot of kind of like Bubba guys, but the baseball team. Oh.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. The sports team.
Throw me a pitch and I'll be your catcher.
All these guys were hotter than Brandon. He wasn't shit in high school.
No foul balls in this infield.
I don't know if you're talking about your infield, but I'm disgusted.
Batter up! Batter up!
What song are you singing?
It's actually some other like techno song. It goes,
I knew you knew it.
Yeah, that's on Poop Poodle's gay club glitter mix, y'all.
Oh, oh, good.
Most of those bad gay jams and jock jams are on Poodle's gay club glitter mix.
It's slamming on there. The song we did in my show choir that we did our dance to show choir. That was our
no,
dance
it's
number.
Not. Thank God.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, we do find out she was more crazy before, which terrifies me.
Okay, can we flash forward? Because Julia says she asked me questions that weren't my business. And she's like, but Julia has this weird, like, she wants to remember past times. No, not past, not past. I am your future. I am your future. Our Brandon kind of explains to her, like, people have friends. People do things with friends. People need more than one person in their life. And Julia's like, no one
needs more than one person.
I agree with you. This goes beyond.
This is a compulsion.
This is a compulsion. And I don't know if it's because, like, she would go-go dance, and maybe because she was a go-go dancer, she would talk to other guys at a club, and women would freak out because she was in a sexualized position. I don't know what.
This is, I mean, I would love to chalk this up to Russian culture, but I don't think this is the case.
This is your mother tells you that all women steal men.
Yeah, and I think this is even worse where she has this attitude that all it takes is for a woman to bewitch my man and that's it. Maybe she's done that, or she's known men who that's happened to, or her mother told that was going to happen to her. I'm not sure.
Or all of it. It's not good.
I've actually been with someone like this who was so jealous. Anytime, especially with me, can you imagine with me who people think I'm flirting when I'm not flirting?
You're like,
be kind. I'm not flirty. I am.
Oh no!
With some men.
You would flirt with a metal rod if it had a sheen you liked, and that's the truth.
People just take my being kind for flirtiness.
No. You are like, you're like walking sexual energy all the time.
You know what? I'd like to disagree with you, but it's true.
Your eyes got big because I just read you for filth. You need to be with someone who doesn't care if you fuck anybody under the sea. And they're like, hey, he still comes home and sleeps in my bed. He loves me.
Under the sea? Do I turn into a merman? That's like a dream of mine.
You know, there's a lot of like gay porn merman and mermaid shit.
There really is. Yeah.
I don't get it.
No, nor I.
Where's their dick going to come out of? The scales?
We'd find a way. We'd find a way. Fish dicks are supposedly tiny, so it would be a problem.
Because this isn't real. I feel like if Jackie Wiseman were here, right, she was like, guys, this isn't real. There's not fish dicks, guys.
You know,
Jesus Christ.
But I think fish just like sprinkle their sperm on another fish's eggs. So they don't think they have sex in a degree.
I don't know. I think they do. That's what Jackie should do.
Mermaid sex would be quite uneventful, I believe. Yeah,
that's what Jackie should do in her live show. She just have a buzzer when we say something. She goes,
move on.
That's not real. That's not real, guys. She'd be saying it a lot.
Should we talk about Libby and Andre?
Well, I just want to say one thing. Julia does say real quick. Brandon says, like, maybe instead of blowing up, just like, you could have pulled me aside. You could have talked to me. And he said, and Julia says, okay, but this is all about. Julia needs Brandon. She says, I need him to stay on my side. And I think that if he would have said and taken up for her in that moment, it would have gone a lot much better.
Well, communication has never been this couple's forte.
Julia reacts. She doesn't communicate. And Brandon kicks the puck. What's kicks the puck?
Kicks the can.
Same thing.
Kicks the puck. You think Brandon's played hockey? I am looking, I'm looking at your, if you're in the intimate portrait, I'm looking at the most egregious floor lamp next to, like, to your right.
Oh, yeah, it's not.
It's just hideous. It's a Target special. It is so awful.
Look, you should see the lamp.
Oh, God! This is awful.
But, you know, we picked this apartment because it has one of those big recliners that you set it and it remote control will go. It raises you up since my dad, you know, since he has a fracture in his back and can't walk.
Home health minute, everybody.
You know, I've had several sissies come to me and say, I love your home health minute.
Yeah, we're stopping doing it. I'm going to shut you down every time. Because 90% of the time, people don't give a fuck.
I spent 3 hours today driving around finding a place that had orange sherbet for Papa Mar. Because he wanted a Brahms shake. And I'm like, Dad, the nearest Brahms is in Jackson or Tyler, Texas. I can't drive 3.5 hours.
But part of him kind of wanted you to, didn't he?
He did. He probably would want me to come back, freeze it, and then give it to him.
Y'all... His father's Veruca Salt, basically, right now.
He just has the palate of a 5-year-old. Needs. Well.
Shall we move on? There was nothing else I really wanted to talk about this.
Let's move on, shall
Libby
we?
And Andre.
Libby and Andre. Andre.
Andre.
Now, okay. So, y'all, Libby is doing yoga with her sister, Jen.
Jen, otherwise Jen. Known as one of the three fates. One of the three just harpies who want to make everyone miserable.
Yes. And Libby's like, we do a lot of makeups or a lot of yoga since the pandemic.
And I'm going to stop you there because I think this is a scene that could only be recreated in an episode of Reality Gaze Theater. Same time.
You notice how I just like blazed through it? I did not wait for you. I was together with you, what I heard.
It might have been, because now I can't rely on my ears. So I just need to like blaze through.
That's kind of what I do normally. So I'm going to be playing the role of Libby. Poodle's going to be playing the role of Jen because she was born for it.
Because it makes sense.
Because it makes sense. So anyway, they're sitting there. They're doing yoga outside. And Libby's all like, Jen.
So we're starting and scene?
And scene.
It's so nice out here.
It's so beautiful. Thank you for doing yoga with me again. I know we've done yoga all during this pandemic.
We're like master yogis.
Yeah, yogis. Except for that part that you weren't talking to me because you stole my Spiegel catalog, and I can't believe you ordered that sweater I was going to get.
You know, that's fine. I wish you'd let that go. I filled it out better than you.
Fine.
It's true.
I don't know if they still make Spiegel, but I just said that. So sure.
Not familiar.
So now look, I'm like, so we need to talk
about. What's wrong? Let's go.
We need to talk about Andre. Okay. We need to talk about Andre. So
last thing I want to talk about.
So like we went and met with this attorney who was like our real attorney. Okay. Not like that time that I wore an attorney outfit for Andre and then we made our baby.
You're such a good actress.
Thank you so much. I've been working on it. That's why I'm doing all my own makeup now.
And also you're so good at child's pose. You're so good at yogi things. We're like yogi masters.
You should see my lion. Rara. It's great. So anyway, we went to this attorney and she told Andre that Andre could be not get his green card because of the shit that happened to him in his past in Moldova. And so like we had to submit like a whole like it's like huge, like a whole book worth of paperwork, and he could go back to his home country.
Oh my God.
I know.
I'm so happy to hear that. I mean, what? I'm what? So upset about that.
Thank you.
I gotta say, I've got my theories about what he did.
I'm just the most overwhelmed. I mean, Andre is working at home with Ellie, and I don't have any help at all.
You know what you do?
This is why my makeup looks like this. No one is there to help me.
Here's what you do.
What do I do? I want a nanny, but he said no. He said no. He said he can't have it. Andre said he can't have a child or can't have a stranger raising his child.
That's like ridiculous.
I was like, what are you talking about? That woman who worked at Radio Shack practically raised us when mommy was out trying to find who daddy cheated on her with.
Here's what you do. You take my nanny and you borrow my nanny because I treat people like they're actual property. And I'm going to give you the number of my nanny and you're going to use her because Andre is a loser and I think he's a murderer.
What did I just say?
No new eyeshadow?
Yeah, it's really nice.
Really. But wait, so I just don't tell Andre that I got a nanny?
You're not going to, it's not a lie if you just forget to tell him about it.
But isn't that how you went to jail the first time?
I'm a criminal, but that's fine.
Okay, I mean, whatever. You
know, something is like weird today. Why am I feeling this? I need to do more yoga, and I need to like get a green juice.
Did you take your Mucinex? You're Fleming.
That's what it is. That's totally what it is.
You know what? Maybe I'll do it. You're right. It's not like it's murder or anything.
You know, like Andre can suck it. You know, he probably murdered 11 people in Moldova. Right? He definitely, because I almost hit someone with my car. I went to jail.
Sometimes I don't feel safe around you. Okay, let's do Crouching Tiger, Hidden. Wait, where? I don't know. Yoga.
Can you see my vagina here?
Yeah,
I gotta shine it for OnlyFans.
I'll go get the camera for your OnlyFans. Okay, okay. Bye.
And scene.
It's exactly how it went down,
y'all. Basically, Jen told Libby to lie to her husband. Now, I will say it is completely ridiculous that Andre is afraid of getting childcare, but that is a cultural thing for him. They could have this conversation and it could be avoided. But on to say that let's not tell him and have some crazy person or some person that Jen knows watching their child is an open invitation for Andre to go nuts.
Here's what you do, Libby. You ask Andre, can we try nanny for one day? You get a nanny for one day. Andre comes home. You act like nothing, like you have, even if it wasn't, you act like you have the most perfect day. You have dinner or whatever his favorite food is on the table. And then y'all put the baby to bed. And then you fucking fuck his brains out. And then when you're laying in bed and you're saying, babe, I think the nanny was really great today. Can we keep her? And he'll go, yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
And you be the best version of you. This is not necessarily like winning, but it's winning with someone like Andre.
It is winning with someone like Andre.
This is the thing. Let me just say this again. We think that the world is equal by how we play things. Some people are never happy in certain circumstances. We have to
poodle on a couch.
Exactly. We have to choose our wins and pick and choose our battles, especially because there will be some battles you will never win. And there will be some things you can win by choosing not to fight so hard
about. So I think Libby does that. Do you think Andre does that?
Never.
I think Andre is so bullheaded and he needs to, his kids are going to break him. I think Andre probably thinks that his kids are, y'all, you don't own your kids, but I think he thinks that his kids are always going to mind him and I don't know. It's going to.
Well, they only have one now.
But they're going to have another, I think.
Probably.
I can see them doing that. So.
You're right. The kids are going to break him.
But Libby, And who cares? Just lie to him anyway. Don't tell him. Y'all, I bet, or not Libby, Jen, just lie. I bet Jen has a great marriage. I bet Jen's husband watched this and went, what the fuck, honey? What? I never lie to you about anything. I promise.
Yeah.
I just have to say this again. Y'all, we found out that Libby's actually has a hired makeup artist. In that testimonial with that horrible purple shirt that does nothing
and
for
she
her
looks
being.
Sick the whole time.
Fucking
it's awful.
Y'all, I'm all about people having work. That makeup artist should be fired.
Well, it's a shame that
the lipstick color is horrendous.
Yeah, that kind of like purple mauve.
No,
thing.
It's not purple. It's like muted. You're thinking of her purple when she was talking to Jen. I'm talking about her testimonial makeup.
The confessional makeup is terrible.
It's this nude brown. I just can't get over it. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Poodle.
I was just going to talk about when Andre is driving to
driving down the highway and he's going to go bust up a house.
Don't turn back because I'm going to fuck some shit up. Don't turn back because I'm really good. No one told me I'm going to do this.
Don't turn back.
It's coming. So my view of this is that this was a complete misunderstanding. Or producers came up with it the day of.
So I was, y'all, first of all, y'all. This house is a dump.
Yeah.
Like it's rot on that. Like this house needs major, major work. And also, usually, y'all, they have a renovation team that comes and renovates these properties.
No one actually comes in with a sledgehammer who is actually in the flipping team.
My Aunt Darlin, Aunt Peggy did it when they were realtors. They demoed.
They did that in Oklahoma?
When they were first starting out, they would demo their own houses.
Yeah, but the podcasts aren't starting out.
But that was like maybe in their first 5 years. Now, right. Aunt Darla and Aunt Peggy don't do that.
No.
They don't do that. So, yeah.
They just
not,
don't talk to one another.
They don't do that either. So, I kind of felt like this was created whenever
100%.
Andre was knocking the doors off the refrigerator.
I was turned on,
but it made no sense because just take the refrigerator out. Even Charlie later when he comes goes, why would you take the fucking doors off the refrigerator?
I gotta agree.
What, did he watch that episode of Punky Brewster and he was scared some kid
would get trapped?
Because Cherry Johnson was in the refrigerator.
Oh my God. She was on Instagram and she came out of her refrigerator a while back.
Oh my God.
And Instagram lost its mind.
I once waited on her at Sephora and she was lovely. And do you know her real name is Cherry Johnson?
Yes, I've heard that.
They used her real name. So. I haven't watched that Punky Brewster reboot. Is that out yet? It's like on NBC Peacock.
It's not
Freddie
good.
Prince Jr.'s in it.
It's not good.
I love Soleil Moon Frye.
Soleil.
That's what I said, Soleil.
Soleil, ole, ole, ole. No more hot, Soleil. Hot, hot.
Me mind on fire. Me soul on fire. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Hot, hot, hot. Hot, hot, hot.
Hot, hot, hot.
Hot, hot, hot.
I gotta find that tape.
Y'all, basically, this is all you need to know. Some neighbor calls Charlie and says someone's demolishing your house.
Yes.
Or maybe a producer did.
Yeah.
And Charlie walks in and goes, what the fuck?
Dude, what are you doing? And another reason I think is because he does a refrigerator and then he knocks off like some cabinet doors. Y'all, if he was really like demolishing, he'd be like ripping shit out.
You would. You'd be with a claw hammer. Yeah.
So, yeah. So anyway, Andre's like, what are you talking about? And Charlie's like, see, this is what I thought was going to happen. You are going to come in here and start beating shit up. This is not how we do this. What the fuck are you doing?
You have to run it by me.
You have to run it by me. I'm in charge. And Andre is sitting there and he's just kind of breathing hard and he's all sweaty and he's kind of glistening.
Yeah.
And then
I was going to say, did this happen to you?
Yeah, I don't know if this happened to other TVs. Yeah.
There was a kind of a shift.
It went staticky.
And Charlie's like, you know, let me just show you how to actually hold a hammer.
Please let me hold your hammer.
And like, wait, Andre, can you actually show me? Because I got a problem with my arm lately.
Is that because it's holding your huge dick?
I'm glad you noticed that.
I subscribed to your OnlyFans.
You did?
I did, and I love it.
That means so much to me.
You're welcome.
Can I wrap my mouth around your uncircumcised cock?
Yes, if I get a coupon code to your OnlyFans.
Done.
And scene. Boy, so, that secret scene went somewhere I wasn't expecting it to go. So
apparently, they are into each other.
They're into each other. And, you know, it's interesting. Poodle and I kept watching, and they actually did. They did a move that is from a book that I read. It's called The Refrigerator Door. So
that's when you open the door.
What is it, Poodle?
And you're looking inside. You're like, what's in here? What's in here? And then
your head's in your refrigerator. Yeah. Yes.
And then someone just sneaks up behind you and sticks their dick in your butt, and you go, oh, there it is.
There's the ricotta.
There's the buttermilk.
Butter.
He was churning and yearning until he died.
Parquet. Y'all, that's the show. Andre leaves in a huff. That's all you need. If you didn't get the secret scene, I'm so sorry. Maybe
you know what? That made the episode worth it. Especially when they were sucking each other and like Andre was like snowballing with Charlie's jizz. Who knew that was gonna happen?
Wow. That was descriptive. Wow.
If you don't know what snowballing is, you can Google it.
I had to look that up from that movie Stepmom. And back then, remember that movie when Julia Roberts said that line?
I think I knew what it was by that time.
I did not know, and I was well into an adulthood. I love that movie, Stepmom. That movie's sad.
It was well into adulthood.
I was. Let's see. Hold on. When did that movie come out? Tell everybody the ending credits, Poodle.
Y'all, you can find us, our website, at realitygazepodcast.com. You can find us on Instagram at realitygazepodcast, and you can find us on Twitter at realitygazepod. Y'all, come at us on Cameo. We are there for Father's Day. If you want a Civil War letter, if you want a Saloon Girl cameo, if you want Maddie to tell you to like lech all over your father, which is the least thing that I would be looking for.
I'm not going to do that. By the way, Stepmom came out in 1998. I just came out then. I didn't know about snowballing. Didn't know.
Snowballing.
Didn't know. Y'all, we want to remind you that we...
Happy birthday. Frosty, he was snowballing.
Gross. We want to say specifically, you guys, subscribe to our Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast, because we don't fully know how it's going to do. We don't know when it's going to come out. We just know that we are going to be doing something covering 90 Day Foodie Call. And we're going to be doing that. Since the show's only 20 minutes, it didn't feel like weird to do a podcast.
26 minutes.
We're going to be making some videos that we're putting on our Instagram Live. Putting on our Instagram story.
So make sure if you're not subscribed to us, please subscribe because...
That's the only way you're going to see that.
I think I'm going to be making fuck soup.
I think Poodle's making fuck soup, y'all.
You know what? It's not like I haven't made it before. Oh.
Y'all, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts, Poodle, looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And hey, get away from that. Get away from that refrigerator. Oh, wait. No. Get in that refrigerator.
Is that some baloney?
There's some buttermilk real deep in there if you look.
Yahweh, I know you are near. Yes.
In this house, we will serve the Lord.
I don't know where this
is. This is weird. Y'all, we end it now.
Just fucking call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.